I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The United Nations calls for reform in Afghanistan. New UN reports issued this week highlight the Taliban's shocking and cruel oppression of Afghan women and girls. John Weaver, author of Inside Afghanistan.
This is just revealing what we already knew about the Taliban, that they have not changed. They think it's best for their country to have these rules where girls can't go to school beyond sixth grade and women can't work in certain jobs. And it doesn't look like they are going to change.
Please pray Afghan women will regain the freedoms they lost and ask the Lord to protect his followers. The Taliban says Christianity has no presence in Afghanistan, yet secret believers remain.
God's never left himself without a witness. He's at work in the country. But for Afghan believers, it is an oppressive context. They're like sheep among wolves, and they need our prayers and support and advocacy now more than ever.
There's more to the coup crisis in West Africa than regional security and geopolitical fallout. World Mission's Greg Kelly says while instability creates an opportunity for terrorist groups,
the bigger picture of it really stems from the issue of Islam and Christianity, because there's a spiritual battle, a war going on. Remember, our battle is not against flesh and blood. It's against the principalities.
As coups and jihadist attacks create fear and chaos, believers introduce people to the peace and hope only Christ can offer. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And most importantly, pray.
Jesus said, pray to the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers. Well, where are we sending those laborers? The harvest field is not a geographic destination. The harvest field are the hearts of the nations.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World offers a 15-day Hindu world prayer guide. Get yours free at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.